Jenny Narasotis thinks maybe we ought to refocus the conversation and reframe the immigration discussion into something else. Jenny Narasotis is president of the Lumina Foundation and has some thoughts, and Will is here to talk about it. He is tweeting at Jenny Narasotis. Jenny, welcome back. It's been a while, but thanks for being on POTUS today.
Great to be back with you, Tim.
So what do we need to be thinking about? Because it's interesting looking at the history. This month is the anniversary of President Johnson signing the Immigration and Nationality Act, and that was something that had a very different intent, it seems, and you think we need to bring some of that back.
Yeah, you know, you and I have talked before about the fact that we've got a rising demand for talent in American society. We can grow that talent through education, and we can attract that talent through immigration. The problem is that we really haven't modernized our immigration strategies because they've been so focused on these questions of border security and other issues that have really made this such a political hot button issue that we're failing to meet our demands for talent. I'll just give you one statistic here. We have a shortfall right now of 8 million American workers. A lot of that shortfall has to do with skilled work. In other words, people who have a post-high school degree or certificate or some other credential. But our immigration strategies simply aren't allowing the right kinds of people to come to contribute to our society economically, culturally, and socially because our laws are failing to keep up with the pace of change and that rising demand for talent.
President Trump has expressed support for merit-based immigration. Is that sufficient to do that?
You know, it's not. I think that what we need to think about here is how we attract talent at the low, the middle, and the high end. We need to make sure that we benefit the best from what immigrants bring in terms of their ability to contribute to our society. For example, disproportionate of American entrepreneurs are actually immigrants. Many of those immigrants actually who are entrepreneurs don't have a college education or don't have an education when they get here. They get that education when they arrive. So I think it's false to say that we should only focus on the merit side, but we do need to focus more on the broad needs of talent for American society and make sure that we actually grow our success as an American society through both immigration and education strategies.
Jamie Marisotis with us. Jamie, we have seen in polls that both Republicans and Democrats consider immigration an important issue. The approach are very different, though, voters on both sides, although it's more of an issue driving maybe Republican voters to the polls. In the Democratic debates, the presidential debates, we've heard the idea floated of and endorsed of decriminalizing illegal immigration, that is, people who come across the border illegally. We've also heard about making certain benefits of citizenship available to people, that there are people who are in this country who are seeking asylum should be allowed to stay in this country. And there are a lot of parts of that have been sort of latched onto by President Trump as being an example of Democrats wanting to open up the border. Give us a sense of how this debate is playing out and what we're missing in this.
Yeah, I mean, part of what we're missing here is that there are many issues around immigration which have to do with both legal and undocumented immigrants that I think are very important to address. What's missing, unfortunately, is that the debate is such a hot button, it's so complicated. All we're talking about is, you know, building walls and creating barriers rather than understanding the value that immigrants bring to our country. You know, part of the challenge that we've seen is that the debate hasn't kept up with the facts. Today, 40% of new immigrants are from Asia. Another 40% are Latino. But you would think, based on the debate, that all of it has to do with what's going on in terms of the southern border. So we're really behind the times in terms of this immigration conversation. And in the meantime, our talent needs keep increasing, and we're really not keeping up with the pace of change that's required.
Let's focus again on the shortage of labor, because one of the points you've made before is that we have millions of jobs that are being unfilled. There is still this thought out there that what happens is that immigrants come to this country and take jobs that Americans would want. Talk about that a little.
Yeah, in fact, the data show that it's not true. In fact, most of what we know about immigrants today is that they are filling needs that others won't fill. That interestingly has not only to do with jobs that, you know, what we would call the low end, the more basic labor type jobs, but even at the higher end. So they're meeting skills needs in certain fields for which the education systems in other countries actually better prepare people for those jobs than in other fields like technology or in certain medical fields. So, again, it's a debate about creating barriers rather than understanding that immigration is an opportunity for our country to actually build a better, more prosperous democratic society. And, you know, I think a good place to start is for us to get back to the conversation about what to do about the immigrants who are already here. The DREAM Act has been a conversation that actually goes back to the Bush administration, and making sure that we do the right thing for, through no fault of their own, immigrant children who are here don't have access to the right kind of opportunities to get them on the path to make them successful, prosperous members of American society. We should at least start there and build on that momentum to actually address these more complicated issues about border security, about attracting the higher ends of talent. But we've got to get back to a conversation like we did in 1965 with the Immigration Act of 1965 to make sure that we actually meet the needs that we have today, not talking about the history of what got us into certain situations that may or may not be problematic for us today.
You mentioned the higher level, if you will. H-1B visas come to mind, and one wonders if those are jobs that are favored for people who come into this country as opposed to higher-skilled U.S. workers, if there's a criticism of that.
Yeah, I think there is some of that, and I think the different categories of visas are really important to talk about. But, you know, again, what's missing is two-thirds of the jobs being created today, Tim, require a post-high school credential degree or other certificate. And that's good news, by the way, for American society, because those people earn almost 60% of all the wages earned by Americans. So it's going to be important for us to make sure that we attract and grow the talent through our education strategies here in the U.S. to actually meet those job needs, grow our economy, and strengthen our prosperity as a nation. Immigration's got to be a part of the occasion, the equation. We can't do it alone, just through education strategies. We've seen what the shortfalls are in recent years.
I wonder if Japan also gives an example, because a lot of people point to Japan saying, look, a closed society, one that is aging, which means that the increasingly aging population requires more support from fewer and fewer younger people who are part of the country, and that they have had to reexamine their immigration. And maybe this is something that the U.S. needs to do if Japan's model holds for the U.S.
Yeah, there are different models around the world. Japan is one, because we are sort of facing a similar curve in terms of our adult population. But places like Australia and Canada have really had thoughtful conversations about immigration strategies that focus on talent, again, at the low, middle, and high end, so that you ensure that you get the right combination of people at each element of the labor market, so that at those entry points, you're able to bring those people into those societies and actually help them prosper, contributing to the collective well-being of the people who are there.
Jamie, even though you went to the wrong college in Maine, I appreciate you being with us on POTUS today. I'm with Colby C. You're a Bates grad, right?
Yeah, that's right. Go Bobcats.
Listen, thanks for being on the show. Important conversation. Thanks for being here. That is Jamie Marisotis. A leader in philanthropy, education, public policy, president of the Lumina Foundation, Thoughts on Immigration, tweeting at Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, Marisotis, M-E-R-I-S-O-T-I-S. Sharing, by the way, the alma mater also of one Nate Sweet, who is our associate producer, Bates.